I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Mostly sunny today, a high near 90. We do see a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Still no announcement on a new chancellor for SIU Carbondale after university's trustees met in special session, but leaders say progress is being made. SIU Board Chair Randall Thomas and the rest of the university's trustees spent Thursday interviewing finalists for the chancellor's position and then spent several hours deliberating in closed session. No final decision was made yesterday, but SIU President Randy Dunn says they are further along in the process, and he's ready to move forward after hearing more priorities from board members.
So from that, obviously, came some direction and thinking and ideas that we'll need to explore with the candidates and be in contact with the board as that information is gathered.
Dunn says there could be an announcement before the end of June with a contract approval at the board's next meeting in July. Chairman Thomas points out the board is not kicking the can down the road, but rather making deliberate decisions about the future of the university. The president of Northern Illinois University is stepping down. It's in the wake of a state investigation accusing him and other administrators of mismanagement when it comes to hiring consultants. The DeKalb Daily Chronicle reports Doug Baker will leave office June 30th. He announced the news at yesterday's Board of Trustees meeting. He says the report by the Illinois Office of the Inspector General is, quote, distracting. The report says the university hired five consultants in 2013 and 2014, employed them under the wrong classification, and kept them on staff too long. More than $1 million in taxpayer funds was spent, which is over allowed limits. The report also alleges that since Baker took office in 2013, the university repeatedly misclassified high-level, highly paid consultants, and that Baker was responsible for, quote, mismanaging NIU's resources. Illinois' struggling social service agencies lost another round in court yesterday as an appellate court in Chicago says the state doesn't have to pay unless there is a real budget. Brian Mackey has the latest.
A three-judge panel unanimously rejected all of the human service providers' claims. They tried to say Governor Bruce Rauner exceeded his authority by signing contracts for their work and then turning around and vetoing the money out of the budget to pay them. But the court rejected that, saying the way the governor and General Assembly have been handling budget bills is within their constitutional rights. The coalition says it's disappointed and urged social service providers to think carefully before signing contracts for the new fiscal year that begins July 1st. They still have another similar case pending downstate and could appeal the Chicago loss up to the Illinois Supreme Court. I'm Brian Mackey.
Governor Bruce Rauner is calling lawmakers back to Springfield for a special session to take up a Republican-backed budget plan. The proposal includes four-year property tax freezes, funding for social services, pension and workers' comp reform, and more. I'm Jennifer Fuller.